Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's the Brett Maga Show. We are just less than a week away from Christmas at this point. Like, it's crazy to think that, like, next week at this time, we'll be celebrating Christmas. And a lot of us spend time for Christmas with friends and family, but there's loved ones we're all missing during the holiday season. This is a story about if you're missing a loved one during Christmas and you're sad about it, there's a way to get comfort. And I think you're really going to enjoy this story.
Wow.
I'll tell you why in 3 minutes.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
During the holidays, we like to spend time with friends and family, but it's always a constant reminder about the loved ones we're missing during the holidays. It just feels like there's an empty chair and it doesn't feel as right, and we're all looking for that comfort. Well, this started in McKinney, Texas, and it's just kind of just spreading everywhere. It's a grandma stand. If you're missing grandma for the holidays, who always provide like comfort and warmth and like some time to sit down and talk and give some advice to, grandmas are missed. I know Hannah's grandma is such an important part in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Probably feel like you miss grandma during the holidays.
More than ever.
Well, there's this project and it's like sweeping the nation where grandmas all come together. And it's like, hey, if you're missing grandma, we got you. Come on over to our house. Come over to grandma stand and we'll give you a hug. We'll hang out with you, drink some hot cocoa, and you can get comfort from a loving grandma.
Wow.
On the holidays.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Awesome. And also the other, you know, part of that is the fact that those grandmas get a chance to give more love to everybody else.
I was going to bring that up. If you ask every single grandma, they're like, I want more grandkids.
Yes.
I want more kids.
Right.
And so this actually helps both parties in both ways. And that's what makes that story so cool and so beautiful for Christmas.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. There is a lot of debate. And it gets pretty intense on what is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. And who you ask, you get different answers.
Mm-hmm.
But two of the top that always seem to pop up, Home Alone and Elf. Iconic Ooh. Movies, which one would you take, Home Alone or Elf, when it comes to Christmas movies?
I think I gotta go Home Alone just because I feel like it's not as played. I feel like Elf is a very overplayed movie, so I'm kind of like immune to all the jokes and stuff. But Home Alone isn't as played as much, so when I see it, I like actually enjoy it.
I was going to say the same thing for the same reason.
Really?
I think
really?
I've seen Elf so many times that like it just isn't as enjoyable anymore.
I feel like Home Alone is just equally as played. No? All right.
No, yeah, and I kind of feel the same way. I'm like, Home Alone to me can be played outside of Christmas, where Elf is a perfect Christmas movie. Plus, the casting is awesome. I love the throwback feel that, you know, they look like you're watching the old Rudolph and Frosty specials. And Ed Asner is one of the best Santas you're ever going to find.
Okay. Strong arguments that, like, Home Alone is really just a boy who's, like, taking on some burglars and what is the Christmas point of it. It's very die-hardy. You can argue
exactly.
All that kind of stuff.
Right.
I get all that. I still think Home Alone's better than Elf because Elf is overrated for me. Like, for me, I think
really?
It's, like,
what?
It's kind of sort of funny, but it's not as funny as everyone makes it out to seem. I like Home Alone over Elf.
You live on a throne of lies.
The polls are open. Brett better keep it moving.
We put 2 minutes on the clock, and I read off headlines because we know You barely have 2 minutes in your life. So over the next course of the next 2 minutes, I will read headlines and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. People are buying venomous snakes as pets.
Why?
Zootopia.
Oh.
Apparently, there's like a venomous pit viper snake or whatever.
Yeah.
And people in China have been making statements to the media saying, please do not buy them. This snake in the movie is like portraying like a movie snake, guys.
Literally.
Yeah.
And it's not a good idea to have a pet. And this like snake could hurt you. It's not like trendy. And I don't even know who's like,
oh.
You got a snake guy?
I thought
that
we were better than this.
You know, and they
you did?
Yes, yeah. I didn't. Yeah. That was a mistake.
I think they chose that particular snake because of what it can do, and it's needed, and it's part of the film.
Interesting.
Okay? There's a. I don't want to give anything away, but that's probably why, and unfortunately, yeah, it's a venomous snake.
Yeah. So don't get it as your pet. Today's the last day you can ship gifts without paying a lot more.
Oh, that's a good reminder.
Yep. So, like, especially if you're using, like traditional postal service, like if you have the gift, like, oh, I need to mail it to somebody out of town, this is the day to do it. If not, you're gonna have to like do like priority mail and things like that. You could probably still Amazon it to them because Amazon like works on like a weird world, like they have drones and they could probably be at your house somehow like in the middle of the night. But yeah, experts share the ideal thermostat temperature for your holiday party.
Ooh, what is it?
There's a lot of conflict when you get a bunch of people
there
at your house.
Everybody likes a different temperature.
And everyone likes it different. So this is they say, around 68 degrees. Got a lot of people in there. That's where you should keep it at. 60s, you see, you disagree. Like, we're already starting to fight.
Oh,
what do you want?
I think that's a good call because a lot of people wear their Christmas sweaters.
That's what they're saying?
Yeah.
You're always wearing your Christmas
sweater. You always
they
are.
They did say you need to consider older people, though. They like it at the 72 range. And so, like, maybe.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
be like 70.
Put grandma on a blanket. She's fine.
Look, it started drama on our show, too. We couldn't even agree on the temperature, and it was like a hypothetical, guys.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Kylie, how old goes it?
Well, we're doing good. How are you?
Good. Who's we?
Oh, I have my kids, Hadley and Henry, in the car with me, and they've always wanted to play.
Oh, yay!
So is it really Hadley and Henry versus Hannah, or is it Kylie versus Hannah?
We're going to need the whole team. Right.
Makes sense.
And love Kevin, the squad.
And Kevin will probably team up against you, too. He always does. All right, Hannah, leave the room so we can do Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool is a pop culture quiz game where we ask you guys the same five pop culture questions. That's why we make Hannah leave the room so she can't hear the questions or the answers. And she is officially gone. Let's do this, team. All right. Fergie reunited with her bandmates. What is her band named? What band was she in?
The Black Eyed Peas.
Boom, there we go. The finale of Survivor just happened. Big night. What season is upcoming in February? What season number are we on?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't watch Survivor?
No, I don't watch Survivor. I know
what is wrong with you?
Long time.
I think I'm the only person who still watches it every night.
I would suggest phoning a friend, but I don't know if the friends know the answer. I have a guess.
I know it.
I have a guess.
It's a milestone season, Kyle. I'll give you a hint.
60th.
That, not a bad guess. It's 50.
Mm.
I thought that wasn't enough.
See, the show is iconic. 50 seasons. What else you know that gets 50 seasons? What streaming service is the Taylor Swift docuseries on?
Disney.
Yep. Final trailer for Stranger Things for the final season came out in part one of the finale in the final season in Stranger Things. What character is revealed to become a sorcerer?
Oh my goodness, I don't watch that either.
Just throw out a name then.
But if you guess correctly, you will get it right.
Wow, Kevin giving hints if you're paying attention.
William.
William is correct. I don't know how you did it. Will. Sorcerer Will. I mean, when I think of sorcerer names, the first thing that comes to my mind is Will.
Truly.
Yeah. And this company makes $187 billion during the Christmas holiday season. What company?
Amazon?
Correct. That's 4 out of 5. The only question you missed was the only question that mattered. Survivor.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to bring in Hannah, see if she can get 4 out of 5. We're bringing her back in next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the studio to play Hannah's Homeschool. It's on the Brett Magus Show. It's 5 pop culture questions. Kylie and the crew. Kylie's crew. How'd you feel about the questions?
I was surprised we got 4.
They got 4 to 5.
4. Very, very good.
They only missed one question. It's worth triple the points, actually. I think we're going to get triple the points. All right. We're going to see. I'm going to ask Hannah the same 5 pop culture questions. We'll see if she can get at least a 4 to 5. Ty does go towards Hannah.
Okay.
Fergie reunited with her bandmates. What band was Fergie?
Black Eyed Peas.
Fergie was in Black Eyed Peas. The question and the only question that really matters. The finale of Survivor just happened. Now in February, what season is it going to be upcoming?
Okay, that is a really, really hard question.
I need a number.
53.
50. That wasn't
Damn.
A bad one. It's an iconic... Season 50, guys. Big deal.
You said triple the points, so I had 3 in my mind, so maybe that's... Yeah.
All right, you got to get the rest of them correct, all right? What streaming service is the Taylor Swift docuseries on?
Disney.
That's correct. Yes. I'm going to go back to the question I think is the hardest that gave Kylie and her crew the most trouble. This company makes $187 billion during the holiday season. What company is it?
Amazon.
That is correct. So for the win, the one that gave Kylie and the crew the most trouble... Trailer for the final season of Stranger Things just came out. In part one, we talked about it on the show. We actually posted a video about it. What character is revealed to become a sorcerer? When you think of gay sorcerer, we need a name. Because we learned a lot about this character in the final season.
Vecna?
What is your name? Vecna? No, that's
not
correct.
Vecna's not,
Vecna's not gay or... Well, yeah. I guess he is kind of a sorcerer.
We don't know his sexuality.
Yeah. What do I know?
We don't know what he's into.
It's Will.
It's Will, duh.
I've never heard of Will.
That the whole show is about how Will was stolen in the beginning.
Yeah.
So that's like the whole premise of the show. Of the one of the biggest shows of all time.
Never seen
heard of
it.
Will.
Whatever.
Loses. Kylie and the crew did it. Yes.
We won, guys.
Right. Wow. Kylie, you get to hear Hannah do it.
This is Hannah, and I've been schooled by Vecna and Kylie and the crew.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Here it is. See if you can figure it out. It's the Brett Mega Show Mega Mind question of the day. If you go home for the holidays, stats show there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll do this.
I think if you go home for the holidays, there's a 1 in 3 chance that you will wear something really, really old of yours.
Bust out the old.
This will happen to me sometimes when I go to my mom's house. I'll end up wearing like an old sweatshirt or something from high school.
Your mom hasn't gotten rid of it yet.
No.
Yep. Kevin?
I think that you will fight with a relative.
Fight with a relative.
T.
Good answer.
I think there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll cry.
What?
Oh.
Maybe because you got into a fight with a relative.
Yeah.
No one got it correct. If you go home for the holidays, stats show there's a 1 in 3 chance. 1/3 of a chance you'll do this. What is it? 855-444-MEGA. If you have a guess, 855-444-6342. If you think you can figure it out.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. If you go home for the holidays, stats show there's a 1 in 3 chance you'll do this. What is it? Anna.
Audrey texted in and said going through old pictures. That's always very fun.
Right, good.
Teacher Suzanne says doing your laundry. You always got to hijack mom and dad's detergent. And Max, he said just stay there.
You never leave.
Max is not wrong.
What is it?
It's staying in your old bedroom.
Oh.
Go back to the old bedroom, the old stomping grounds. Usually it's been changed to like some kind of like
workout room,
or craft room. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to do crafts. Like we made it a craft room. Like, do you ever do crafts?
Hey, no. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. 1 in 3 people will sleep in the old bedroom like it's the old times. This is fun. As the year comes to an end here on the Brett Mega Show, we are taking a look back at some of our favorite moments of 2025. Every single different show member has picked out something that made them laugh, like pee. Something that made him cry.
Mystery P.
Mystery P. Like Hannah's family coming on the show and talking about what's important to her, which was family. How we made a baby. And it wasn't even my own baby, which we had in 2025. So we've done a lot of cool stuff. We had a baby. We made babies. We've shed tears. We've laughed uncontrollably. And so we're reliving some of our favorite moments. AB, what was your favorite moment on air in 2025?
My favorite moment came from a game that we played quite frequently on this show. We were playing Think Fast, and everybody knows I can't think fast, so I can't play the game, so I always have to host the game.
Facts.
And I don't know what was going on this specific day. I remember being so tired that everything was funny, and everything just slowly started going downhill.
Okay, this is what AB's favorite moment was of 2025, when the show went downhill. Thanks a lot, AB. I blame AB.
By the way, it's usually food coloring that creates that problem if your poop
Kevin
is green.
Really?
It is troubling. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Kevin just taught everyone a lesson about their poop.
I don't know that I believe that.
You don't believe that? No. Next time you have
If you eat green food, your poop will be
green. No, it's usually like blue.
Teach her about it.
Okay, well, now we know. All right, guys. Sorry. What is a terrible theme?
AB can't get it out. She can't get it out.
Murder!
Murder is...
A murder theme would not be good, especially if you have a blue cake, because then you'd have green poop.
A murder theme.
Okay. Well, this is not a radio show.
2-1, he's back in the game after
back,
the murder
baby.
Answer.
My face is literally wet. Okay.
I don't think you can say you're wet on the air. Amy, I don't think you can announce that. That's inappropriate.
Okay.
What was with that okay?
I can't do this.
Okay. Give me another question.
Come on. Okay, everybody stop talking. That's actually crying.
Yeah, I know. I've never seen this before.
Okay,
why do you sound like she's at a funeral?
I can't see through my tears. What?
I've never seen A. This is new character AB unlocked.
I'm so tired.
We should actually just post this video of you crying and ask, do you think she's crying because of laughter or real life?
I don't
Because it really
know.
Does look like you're like sad.
I think
sad.
This is turning into something else.
What is something you'd hate to find in your soup?
A leprechaun.
Leprechaun. You can answer with leprechaun
it was
there?
Just Kevin. Kevin was having a day.
I was having a day. And it was it.
I mean, it's probably the worst radio I've ever done. But,
but it was my favorite.
But it was my favorite. I don't know. That has never happened since either. I literally couldn't even get a question out.
Can we just take a second to talk about Kevin and AB's maturity on the break?
Uh-huh.
And then in the end of the year,
I know
Kevin chose
say.
Mystery P, yep. And then AB went with a poop break.
Yeah.
This was your favorite moment.
Out of all
two.
The, we've you impacted two. The community. We've done great things this year.
I don't know what to say.
We also talked about yeah. poop and pee. Yep.
Those are your favorite moments. We should repost the video of yeah. AB literally crying when she says she hosts the game. It was the day she couldn't host the game at all. That was AB's favorite moment of 2025. It is the Brett Maga Show. And man, we have been looking back on 2025 as the year comes to an end. And it has been, well, like they always say, a crazy-ass year.
Mm-hmm.
It has been insane. So we're going to play a little game of, did this actually happen in 2025? Real or fake headline?
Ooh.
So I will give you a news headline. You tell me real or fake, okay? Just like a real or fake Christmas tree, if you will. A man unknowingly wins a marathon just by going out for his regular jog. Didn't even realize there was a race until he was sworn as the winner. You won it. Oh, I was just running 26 miles for fun.
You know, in the light of positivity, I'm going to say this was real.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That seems realistic.
I don't think that's possible.
Just casual 26-mile drive?
Yeah, how do you do a casual 6-mile? No, 26-mile, actually. No, I don't think it's real.
Guy, real. Guy
what?
Won a marathon.
Wow. No way.
Had no idea I was running it. Just like, oh, wow, I won, huh? Yeah. He was so far out in front of everyone else, too, that he didn't realize that people were, like, running near him.
What a king.
Yeah, what a jog.
speaking of mistakes, a woman mistakenly sells her neighbor's house instead of her own.
I don't understand. This has to be fake.
No way. How?
Sorry.
How do you even put in the information?
I think that happened. Yes, I think that's real.
It's fake, actually. I made that up.
How many bedrooms do you have? Hold on, let me go.
I know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about the one where they went to demolish the home and they demolished the wrong home.
They did do that. That is a real headline.
That's what I'm thinking.
That actually was a real, that was a real headline, though. That's true. All right, how about this one? Invisible bread hits bakery shelves. Totally transparent, normal-tasting bread confuses lunchgoers.
You think it has to be fake. I don't think we're in our fake bread era.
Sourdough era, like Taylor Swift to invisible bread.
Invisible bread?
AB?
Fake.
I think it's real.
You're buying something that's invisible?
Yeah, it's just a bag.
This is where we are in 2025. It was a real headline.
Hey!
Invisible bread
what?
Hits bakery shelves.
So good.
It was trending on social media. Yeah, right? Last one. A parrot in Florida testifies in a robbery case.
Oh, I definitely believe this. It's Florida. Come on.
Nah, Florida's crazy, but not that crazy.
No, it is that crazy. I think I remember that headline, and I remember that story, and I believe the guy was found guilty because of the parrot's testimony.
100% true. Kevin's got it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
AB, you have too much faith in Florida.
Yeah. Right? Hold on. Call this parrot up to the top. He's like, the parrot's like repeating back. The parrots can repeat.
Yep.
It's like,
yep.
They know.
He did
they
it.
Know.
Saw him. Like, who robbed that liquor store? That guy. I was there. I saw it. Yeah. 2025, guys. It's been a year.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So, massive changes are ahead for the Oscar Awards, and the Academy has actually just signed a multi-year contract with YouTube, giving them the full rights to the Oscar Awards. So what that means is in 2029, the awards will not be streamed on ABC like they always have. They will actually be fully streamed on YouTube. And that includes everything like the red carpet, the behind the scenes, the award show itself. Everything will be streamed on YouTube when it comes to the Oscars starting in 2029.
I'm not a fan.
Are you not? Kevin is a traditionalist.
Like
he's like, where's my traditional network TV?
Yeah, and I think that that's kind of it. However, I understand why it's moving that way, but you've got to have, I guess you have to have internet to watch it. It wouldn't matter. Most people do, but I just think they're not going to have the viewership they used to have.
Well, they bark back at that basically by saying that they want to reach a more global audience. They don't think it should just be something
good point.
That's just here in the U.S. They want everybody all around the world to be able to be a part of the Oscars. What I just don't understand is why they couldn't do both. Like, why couldn't you be on ABC and also stream on YouTube?
Because YouTube wants the rights to it. Mm-hmm. So they're two different companies. They'd be like, we're going to be on two different companies' things. YouTube bought it.
Yeah,
I think it scares the crap out of traditional media, whether it be radio or television or anything. Like, the game has been changed.
Right.
YouTube has now entered that space. It went from being a social media platform to now it owns the rights to the NFL in a lot of ways, YouTube TV, and now it's going to own live television space. It started with them owning the NFL Red Zone, and so that's a version of live TV.
Thank you, sports.
And now it's entered like live TV in terms of Oscars and whatever else space, like it will be news or whatever. Like, they have a lot more money to push around ABCs and the NBCs of the world. YouTube, Netflix, Amazon, they're going to be in that space now.
It's probably going to be the end of terrestrial TV as we know it. I mean, eventually we're going to lose those regular channels and they're going to become like Peacock. It's going to become Disney. It's going to become Netflix.
I think they change, but I think we're always kind of jumping to that conclusion. Radio's going to be dead. Like, television's going to be dead. Like, I think it's constantly changing, but YouTube is now a, like, regular TV space. YouTube TV is just like DirecTV or Comcast now at this point.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We had the holiday competition to end all holiday competitions. I don't know what it is about the holidays when you get together with family. The board games get busted out, and it gets intense. We had our own family Christmas competition to go down, and we actually had Santa come in and judge. One of the most important things, and there is different skill sets when it comes to this, gift wrapping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are some people that can gift wrap to the extreme. When they make a present, it just looks like it belongs like in a museum. Like, there's just an artistic quality about it that none of us apparently have.
No.
So we actually asked Santa to judge each of our gifts. We each wrapped a gift for Santa to see if we could become one of Santa's elves. And this is what it sounds like when I was trying to wrap a gift in my, I guess, mentality going into gift wrapping.
The key is here, you want to get the right amount of wrapping paper per box.
This is like a professional. Sorry. Now,
naughty
if you don't get
list.
It super smooth, it's key. You just shove it in there. Flip it down. My biggest problem is I always have too much wrapping paper.
Yeah.
I always like, I'm wasteful with it. And then I have these huge, like, you got to do the triangle method at the end, at the top, which I noticed that everyone was doing. But I thought you'd make a triangle. And then I have this big old chunky fold at the end because I just have so much ridiculous wrapping paper.
See, mine was the opposite. Yeah. I went in with not enough paper.
You went in with the mullet style. Right. You were going mullet. Like party in the
business
front.
In the front, party in the back.
Yeah.
I was bald.
This
in the
might
back.
Be one of those boxes that you have to flip over and hope nobody looks on the other side.
What?
Hey, a sword
too. Snapper in folder. That looks good. Look at those edges. I'm super proud of that.
And then she flipped it over. And you could see the where
bald.
It was from. It was like bald.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a mullet style wrapping.
Yeah.
Kevin, you had an interesting motto.
Yeah, you know, it's I'm old with it. Okay, I've done it a long time. It's all about the corners. It's all about finding the fold. It's all about, you know, you said the length of the paper is very, very important.
Kevin said something that he's never said in the history of the show, actually, during gift wrapping.
Now, I usually wrap gifts like all together, so it's all about speed. It might be a little big, but that's okay.
Both, actually. I didn't realize there was two things.
Right.
Kevin, first off, he's the slowest driver I've ever seen.
Right.
Speed is never Kevin's highest quality. And that's a little too big. Probably something else he's never said.
Hey, now.
Oh, my gosh.
I never had to.
Please.
No, it's easier for the family to wrap them all together. You get them all together.
You speed wrap?
You get kind of into this.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Flow state.
Yeah, it's almost like an assembly line mentality.
AB.
Well, I went into it with just the intention to get the package all the way covered. That's it.
I'm a little bit scared to be wrapping because every year I have my best friend Elizabeth wrap all of my presents for me because I can never remember how to do it. My dad has taught me multiple times and I've forgotten every time. Ow. Oh my gosh, I just gave myself a paper cut, actually.
Of all the people that ended with an injury, I am not surprised it was AB.
No, literally.
How?
That thing hurt for like a week, too.
There are two things that are locked in.
I was fearful of the injury.
Guaranteed. No matter where we're going, we could be going to AB's house and she will somehow get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And she will somehow get injured.
Yeah.
Like her body just doesn't function.
It's not a fun life, guys. it's really stressful being me. Yeah.
Somehow she gets lost or injured no matter what
every
we do.
Every time.
We're wrapping a present. She's like, oh, I came back with injuries, guys. Remember last year she had an ulcer on her finger?
Yep.
Don't even talk about it.
Right.
This year she had paper cuts all over her
trauma
from her gift wrapping
different
experience.
Finger. I'm just going down the line now.
So we had Santa come in and pick the winner, and I'm going to be honest, Santa was ruthless.
Maybe
worse than Simon Cowell. Find out what Santa had to say about our gifts in 3 minutes. In a moment here, in a second, you're going to hear Santa and I get into it. Drama, cursing between me and Santa. There's a video that we've just posted on our Instagram of us doing a gift wrapping competition. The video came out so fun. It is funny and awesome. AB, you worked on it for hours.
I did.
And you love it, don't you? It's really
I'm actually proud of this video, and it takes a lot for me to be proud of a video.
So we want you to go and see this video. If you want to see our gift wrapping, it's really awesome video. You can see it on the Brett Mega Show's Instagram. We just posted it, and AB desperately wants you to give it a like because she sustained injuries trying to do the gift wrapping. Each of us wrapped a gift for Santa, and it was a competition to see who's ready to be Santa's elves. And Santa then came up after we finished our present that we wrapped, judged it, and gave it a score.
It's got some little wings there.
Mm-hmm. It's got to make it easier to fly in the sleigh. Yeah.
That's right. Aerodynamics here. Ooh.
I was trying to be conservative with the wrapping paper.
I felt like you were being very efficient there.
I've been in the North Pole lately, so.
So obviously someone's getting some from JCPenney here. I see a JCPenney box there. From negative 10 to 10, we'll say it's a 4.
A 4, Hannah.
Wow.
I mean,
you could see the logo.
I know, but the front was so good.
Yeah, the front looked great.
The front was awesome.
The front was crisp.
The front was crisp. So then AB sat down with Santa, and Santa judged AB.
Looks like it could use a little work. Yeah. You know, need to work on that triangle method there a little bit there. We'll take care of that. You know, there's also a reason why people get gift bags, too. And this may be one of them. But I would say it was a fantastic effort for your first time. And I'll say let's say about a 4.5 out of 10.
Okay.
That's pretty darn good.
I'll take that.
You seemed excited about your 4.5.
I mean, I beat Hannah.
Which is crazy. I think that was rigged.
Which is wild. Yeah. But I'll take it.
4.5 was the highest score we had. And now we just have the two dudes left.
Yep.
Which no one going into this thought in a gift wrapping competition any guy was going to win. So that means our winner could potentially have higher than a 4.5. This is what Santa said about my wrapping job.
All in all, it's, you know, it's decent. It's decent here.
It's decent?
It's decent. I would say on a scale from 1 to 10, so let's say a 6.
Bro, that's a D. Santa.
Hey, he's not bad.
I thought we had something.
6 is in first place now.
Yep.
We got a new leader.
I'm disgusted.
And I beat Hannah and AB. Take that. You guys will never not hear the end of that.
Yep.
For the rest of your lives, you will just hear about how I'm better.
Yeah, Santa doesn't know what he just did.
I would have rather gotten Cole than hear Brett.
AB, you claim she's a craft queen. Never again, girl, because you can't even craft a present wrapping. I am the craft king.
Whatever.
Here was what Santa said about Kevin's judging of his wrapping.
Oh, man. This is wrapped very good.
Oh, well, thank you, Santa.
Good corners there. I would say, and you know, Santa, there's some high standards up at the North Pole.
I understand.
You know, so I would give this a 7.9.
Hey!
Almost
an 8.
That was good.
It's
you could hear
impressive.
The excitement in his voice.
He was excited to know that there was one gift that was worthy.
Worthy of working at the North Pole. Yes. This was the moment Santa announced Kevin as the winner, though, and how we all reacted.
Ho, ho, ho. And the winner of the Brett Mega Show Gift Wrapping Contest.
This is bull. I roll with the Easter Bunny. You, Santa.
Naughty list.
I mean, screw
that.
That
was very bad of you, Brett.
I knew I wasn't going to win because he couldn't even get my name right. Remember, he kept calling me Brett MAGA?
Yeah.
I was like, bro.
We were like, oh, no.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Santa didn't even know my name. I knew I wasn't
winning.
Yeah,
he could not get it right for the life of him. No, your presents probably show up at a different house.
Yeah, I know. Not my house, I'll tell you that much. Kevin, congratulations on your win.
Kevin, I'm so glad you won and Brett didn't.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that.
F you guys, too, and Santa.
Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.